He loves anything.
Yeah.
Write down what you want. I'll call him up right now and ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he looks like. Such a... Oh, he looks like a blacksmith or something like that, you know? This is on the front page of the paper when he came. It was a beautiful portrait. He was laughing. And he looked like he might be a wheat grower or a...
By God, he hates to be in the revolution.
Hates to be in the view, huh?
In the tub.
How could you?
Well, I just moved over a couple of screws and on your table and put my typewriter there, but I didn't disturb him.
No, I mean, you can be hanging all kinds of stuff in there. Whatever happens to be there.
Well, no, I'm not... There's something about... very important about thought. Don't you think so? I mean, you can get mixed up in other people's thoughts. You know, it's a real... The next thing, now that they're talking about in physics...
Do you think it's a good place to have an exhibit in somewhere Catholic Church? Why no? Never do.
Well, okay.
Art, why don't art, you know, something else, shoot, church, well, what should it be? I mean, you know, when you're in a church, you mean, you're thinking, you're supposed to be thinking about your ideas and so on, and then you think it has the same business as that. When you're in a church, you think, whatever you do, you know, but you don't, you're not supposed to think.
Didn't Mike, wasn't he in the church? Michelangelo?
Well, whoever made the church, certainly not the...
Well, Michelangelo made St. Peter, didn't he?
Well, I suppose a lot of them did, and I think you'll find a lot of music is done in that church, too.
Well, it certainly was, it is a lot of people.
But for some reason, I didn't know.
Well, the thing is, the people who go to the Unitarian are not people with money. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that, you know, has there are engineers, you know, salary people for the most part.
Well, I think probably in the church is the best place for more people.
I think so.
Painting, I mean, then, you know, that you said something, and myself. And I think a lot of times, what is the thing? It's the same thing as a book. I mean, you've been thinking something and working on it and talking to yourself back and forth until you this thing really, you know, it's the person that you know. And then I mean, you really, you know, you know it enough so you can say something about it. And well, then when you can really see something.
And you want to say something to someone.
And a lot of times, I mean, it's not, you don't need anybody to talk to at all. But it's the same thing, I think, universities and all the rest of the place. Everybody makes a book about it, you know, and the poor guy who's actually seen it, I mean, you know, when you start talking about it, it has nothing to do with the thing you know. This guy himself is probably thinking in the story or something. If he has to say something, you know, that maybe somebody wants to buy this, you know, right? People look at the thing. I mean, how often do you really look at a thing? I mean, it's just too bad.
Well, we had something like that in the 30s.
Somebody in the author or the institute, this is a good thing. Somebody did something. Trying something. Oh, this is maybe the month to book again. You know, this is the month to the pictures. I mean, so the people, I mean, you see it all by itself,
mm-hmm.
rather than that's really the good one. But actually, in painting, you know, you don't talk about that at all. What you said in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad.
But is this goodness depending upon a connection between the high artist and...
Well, as he says, that some of the times, I mean, whether it's getting better or not, I mean, all the way through. Even if the ones, he wonders whether a lot of the boys, as far as the art itself, whether he's going to do any good in teaching or his art, the painting.
Oh.
And he says he's found it an awful lot of times. That a teacher is either not good, and his painting is not good. His art is fine, they get along, they get money from it. But he says, as far as their art is concerned, it has nothing in them. And his teaching has nothing to do with it. There's a lot of time with it.
Well, I'd say even most of the time. What did Ben Chan teach? Somewhere?
I don't think so now. I think he would made a number of these lectures in Harvard, and I think that he took quite a bit of money from drawing
ABC
little catalogs and things
like that. I thought he was a Ben.
Huh?
I thought he
Ted
was a Ben.
Ted Chan, that you think.
Oh.
That's Ted Chan. This is Ben Chan.
But His idea
would
be very good.
Well, it's wonderful you carried him up to Harvard. But it's very hard to, you know, carry them when you...
One thing is you'd like to hear is you talking about a picture painting that he made it, and all it was a lion allegory. And he said that I was talking about criticism. He said that this picture has been done. And that evidently the critics said that this has to do with Russia. So what he did is after he heard about this, then he decided that what he better do is to figure out why I painted this. His painting, he said, was completely and almost somewhat an unconscious fire that he had seen in Chicago. And things that he thought been thought about for years and years, and he tried it several times, and there's been a number of people in a house that had burned, and several of them died through the fire, and so on. And he said that his thinking went along with this fire, you know, after years and years and years, and he said that even it came back to his father, out that it had a fire. Pretty soon this whole thing kind of put together into an allegory thing which had nothing to do with the fire at all. But this was his unconscious feeling. It had gone on and on and on until the painting came out.
And the lion.
He's telling about this. It had nothing to do with Russia. It had nothing to do with politics. The whole thing, but the critics, when they first saw this, that's all it was. So, I mean, it's one of his lectures on the whole business. But what people think about what you actually paint is
things of him, I think it's greater than Gross, some of his things that he did.
Well, and afterwards, I mean, really, the next theme was, came into, what do you call it, satire
of things?
Yeah. That was the next thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good too. I remember those things.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, when you do a thing like that as far as painting, I think that you lose. You know, you lose something. The other thing, I mean, was hit, you know. Whereas the other thing, I mean, you felt that it was getting, it was holding down a little bit, you know. In other words, you can't say it, boom, so that you put, perhaps you put your tongue
him personally?
Yeah. He's a funny guy. I mean, I know that I see him ever so often. And ever so often, I mean, certain people people. You really talk, you know. But if you get maybe two or three people, you don't. And then you just talk. But you just, you know, draw it like that. You know, like, in other words, I mean, he's putting on a little spooky do.
Does he work? Does he earn his living by painting, or what? Yeah, it's a shame a guy like that. He is a really
good...
Well,
I think that he's kind of a funny guy because where he should have gone on as an emotional thing, and then I think that he had a business where he thinks the things out.
Mm-hmm.
Very much. For instance, I think of, after a while, he thought to himself, well, now I have to do something for money.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing he did was to find himself a girl with the money. So he thought, well, now I had this, I fixed this one. He really hadn't fixed anything at all, or, you know, the ship to me, he did nothing at all. And, I don't know. I think if he went in the yard, he could really be quite a bullet. For some reason or other, I think he's afraid to go to New York. He's the kind of a guy, I mean, with people, you know, or he could give them more crap than you ever heard of. And then, you know, he could just go on like this, and people would think that he's either great or very crazy from one or the other, you know. And I think he could do that. Well, the funniest thing that I ever found out about him is when I was walking. I think I told you about this. I had a movie with a kid, and it was one of these surrealist films, you know. And I hadn't seen this thing because it just came into the place. And so the kids were all looking at this film. There was this sexiest thing or something like, you know, these, just a little bit, you know, for instance, they had, all these dolls, great big poopy-doo penises, you know, all of these little things, and you hear it, and I thought, oh, God, here they get, you know, and all of a sudden they... Girl, you know, whether they were going to like this or not. And finally it went on, and the whole thing was where this guy picked up a girl, and he went through the wall in place, and there was the uterus just open like this, and they came through the wall, you know, and they went upstairs, and went to bed, and the girl took off herself, and lay down, and I thought, this is it. This is it. Because, of course, these guys, you know, are just yakking, you know, this is great. This is great. So finally, the guy got up and walked out. So I thought, well, I'll be fine. Well, at that time, Hoffman got out. He got up and walked out. So afterwards...
He walked out.
Yeah. And afterwards, he came up to me and he said, this is the dirtiest thing I've ever seen in my life. And he just went like that. He gave me hell. Oh, God. I mean, he just gave me hell. For a dirty film like this, you know. So I thought, here's the end. A guy like this, you know, that... Evidently, I found out that he evidently had something wrong with sexually, because evidently I found afterwards that his parents were great Catholics.
Catholics?
Yeah. And they go to church.
Holy shit.
I must be.
Pushkin. I remember the, I'd like to have some of his drawings. Remember the things of the Polish wedding that he did? And the lithographs or drawings, they're black and white. Sadly, I don't remember a thing.
Open the door out, out the house.
How are the chickens?
I don't see how you can go through two pens in one night. I've written two sentences.
Oh, those pens. I think those pens are, I have one like that one.
Well, God darn, they worked for a while.
I think those 29 cent ones are the best ones.
That's even bigger word.
How are the pies?
Oh, they come along okay. The spaghetti has to keep going for a while. Mark, who the heck is that?
She is it.
She's at work.
Okay.
Oh, there,
yeah.
Mac, that's a...
Sure, I mean, that's...
No passion for. just the understanding of.
And I know that, for instance, over here, I know that the girl over here is in the effort. Very good. The damnest thing is that they say, all right, now you have to have a degree. So she says, this, you have to have a degree thing, and you have to have a little thing. All right, so you, she figures out that she, maybe she wants to work on space. Everybody works on space. She starts on that, and she works. She works and works. For instance, she starts on, and she decides on maybe the Cezanne best on space. So I said, all right, just go ahead and I'll help you on that. So she started. First, she did a little reproduction. But this time she wants to work, she can just work on the use of the brush. Use the same. Next one she made from the same reproduction. See now, this time we'll work on color. What color she used here. And the next time is the light and dark. And then after that, she went on to composition. And I think she did at least 20 of these things, each one. Brush, color, and other things. And of course, the time she got through here, I mean, I think that she had thought out Cezanne more than Cezanne ever thought of before.
He had him pinned down like a butterfly.
Yeah, so I told her, I said, all right, now you have your little course here. And I said, now, let's see if you get anything out of this from your painting. Oh, now she started. And she did the same goddamn thing that she did before.
Oh.
That she did before, you know.
Uh-huh.
So evidently, I mean, all they do is they say that if this is a little course on space, which she had worked out completely. And now this is the beginning, this is the end. Now I can go back and paint again.
No transfiguration.
Yeah, evidently, I don't think of it. She didn't have any ideas about it, you know. Probably maybe she did, and they come back, you know, 10 years and that. But
as you say, ideas do not transform.
She had a little course on that. And she really would have thought it out.
Well, had a little course. I went out to see a friend of mine. Understand and not, what was your other, against understanding?
Understanding?
You said they understood but didn't change. I mean, you can understand and it can be a bulwark against change.
I think it does.
I mean, if an egg was about to hatch, it could write a book, you know, of understanding and dissection, and never hatch.
Sure wouldn't.
No heat would hatch it out.
As long as you keep it inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll keep it inside.
I know there's another kid over here. He's working the same thing on a degree. And, had a committee here, you see, for these kids, and his game, this business he's working on is space again. He's a kind of very
English
boy.
You say he's English?
He's what?
I didn't get to catch you. You said he's a boy.
Boy. And he's smart.
Oh,
and evidently he went through this thing and he started on Monet. And he kept talking about this space and space and space. And each time he used it, he says, I guess he used a name in there all the time. It's a
into trouble?
Well, this kid, he was mad. And so I said, well, afterwards, I said, I'd better talk this over. I said, you've got to learn how to use different words. So these guys are a little bit mad, actually, because you're saying these things all the time that you have to say them in a better way, you know. In other words, you have to have a little hoop-de-doo, you know. You don't just can't say this is the trick. No, you just don't say things like that, I mean, to the teachers when you want to do things like that, because it's after all, this is art you're talking about.
You should conceal it from the teachers, anyway.
Get a big word, you know, and maybe you can use something like plastic or all those big ones. You can big words, you know, and it says the same damn thing, but you don't just say that this is the light, you know, and so on.
No, no.
You guys want to eat?
Yeah.
Things are ready.
Yes, what were you talking about?
Well, I just told you about
other one.
You might just as well say it's in the school of the photography, which I think makes it very,
well,
very,
yeah, well,
sad.
Like I wrote in that, it's almost like an illustration, right? Like that.
Like a nice advertisement, you say.
Well, it is, actually. There's a little written part next to it that says, this is so-and-so, and she appeared at the East of Bengal.
Yeah.
Wasn't that what I wrote?
If the painter of B was happy with his work, he was either an ass or a fool. I think that's a very good comment. He saw no farther. Oh, you do have remarkable spelling. I can understand it perfectly why. You say about mine.
And we get right to each other.
I think so. Probably no one else.
Well, that's the way I spelled in all my themes too. I don't ever
think. I think this is good if you came to a conclusion now with another
yeah.
paragraph.
Yeah.
Coming to a conclusion there. You've got all the now if you can make a paragraph just the summing it up.
All you have to do is cut off your head.
Hmm?
All you have to do is
cut off your
head.
Well, I mean, that's the ultimatum, isn't it? Well, when he says that the painter of B was happy with his work, he certainly makes a comment there. He was either an ass or a fool. There's no, I think if you put another good paragraph there.
Couldn't you make a summing up?
Yeah,
of
that's what I was going to do. For
in a paragraph of,
God, Mary, doesn't my hurt your eye?
I can see fine.
See,
I see how everyone's glasses are better than my own.
She knows it. Oh, she
knows
mine.
Oh, yours I can't see how. You have a different astigmatism, you and Bernard Shaw.
No, write another really summating paragraph saying the distinction between these two.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Well, what is the distinction? What would you say, Maureen?
The distinction between those two people.
I mean, what would you want to say?
Crazy?
More than he did, that the guy was an ass and a fool.
I didn't know he was that smart. I don't know.
Well, you read it. It's right in there.
You read it, didn't you?
I don't know if you honestly believed it.
Well, why would I write it? It's probably going to cost me a grade. Why should I write it if I didn't believe it?
I'm going to lose you.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But I think you're absolutely right. I've never seen this bad painting in my life. Anyone can paint exactly right. But the guy in the school, the Spanish school, which is the other one, really is going to have some trouble painting. He's so goddamn good.
Well, Daddy didn't seem to think it was that good.
It is. It's in the school of Guaya, your father.
Oh, I think you're...
Well, I like that connection between the two. I wouldn't have seen
and
that.
I'll bet you that Goya did as many things like that,
mm-hmm.
both of them. He did just as much that for money as the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And Goya, he did things like that just as much as he had a commercial business to him that was a...
Why don't you say that? That wouldn't be a bad thing to say about it, would it?
Well,
that this guy was it had some elements of the same as this one.
Yeah, I did. I did in the first part, mm-hmm. right in the first paragraph. There's, and then I pointed out
the likenesses.
Yeah, the likeness right in the first paragraph. You see. So all I needed
was that is me.
We needed it. We all had it.
You told her yesterday.
We all had them.
And then he was so sweet, and he got Mark and me odd, strange, silly presents. Just silly.
Yes.
I like my little tiny pussy next to my real good, where is she?
Ooh!
Stuff.
May I get this?
Yeah, he does that.
They have these at the Institute?
Yeah, sure. Just reproduction. It's about $8. But,
of course, I could find a pen that works. Oh, this one works.
Oh, Mark, no pens ever work. You have to learn by this time.
Then you got us some dark.
29 seconds in the bed.
But Max was so cute. He just got us all funny
pictures. That was pretty nice.
And I was so embarrassed because I got everybody, sweatshirts, t-shirts, that's all I bought anyone.
Oh.
And here were all these nice things that Max bought.
Can't we find another?
How could I stick to Cinda? They would never
can't
do that.
Oh, any payment.
No, a nice white one like that.
This one you can throw it.
Now I am
canvas. That won't do it.
What
is that one painted on?
That's like
goddamn
funny. Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, I need to really
I don't think that's nice.
I don't either.
In fact,
I've been waiting
to Christian.
I've been able to do this for years. Ever.
Oh.
I know,
you're both crazy.
That red looks good in there.
It does. It needs
all
to
right, all right, dear.
Ow, the cat is.
All right, then shoot it at the cat. Never shoot it at a can. Oh, my God.
Well,
that
is
a cat. Now I know what happened to Bob Brown's painting. I wondered about that.
You wondered?
Yeah.
Let's throw him at you.
Let's throw
him at you.
One time, he put one of his paintings on the floor of the elevator. And everybody walked on it. He insisted that was making a really fine painting.
Yeah,
I didn't do that to Bob.
On the floor of the elevator?
He put his painting on the floor of the elevator.
Oh, I used to put canvases on the bath floor. After all, you had 7 or 8 paintings on it. What else are you going to do with it?
Well, I didn't desecrate that painting. He had it rolled up in his apartment for years, with 120 degrees heat when he was gone, and it was all cracked.
That was one of the best paintings I've ever seen in my life.
Well, those are
mad
pretty
as hell.
Those are pretty bad things for canvases.
Heat.
Yeah,
those
radiators.
Oh, and if it gets so dry, everything was... In fact, he also dried up.
Well, I can see the point, except that was one of the best paintings that I've ever seen in my life, and I didn't care what happened to it. I was just cross about it. Nothing should ever have happened to it. That was such a good... You've got it, don't you, Randall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's one of the best paintings I've ever done.
I agree.
And that's really one of the tops. I don't think you can get any better. Can you? Well, can you? Get any better than your painting?
No. I sent Louise a Christmas card offering her my aid, and we should have a exhibit of Bob's paintings. I said, who is going to have it except us? Who is going to remember him but us? But us too. I mean, let's get together and do it.
Well,
I haven't received an answer from
him. May I be a sibling?
Sure. But if I could get
two
enough
wives and a sister.
No, you mayn't.
I'm
a man. But Myrtle, two wives and a sister.
Why, certainly.
Sure.
Should be better.
We
could ask your brother Hannah. Hannah could come too. You remember Hannah?
No, who's Hannah?
His mother. Do you remember Hannah? He used to be coming out in the midnight He was talking about that red-haired Hannah who bore him. You heard about Hannah. She was over in Dublin, you know, walking up and down the streets before he was born.
Oh, but honey, you can't get a ghost in.
Certainly.
It has to be a real person. You know, you...
Well, who's real? Is Lou real? She's a ghost.
Are you real? Or am I real? Aren't we ghosts?
Probably not.
Well... let me join you.
I dare you. I mean, I'm going to have a meeting with her, and you'd be the only person to go along.
I'd like to come.
I'm going to get her. All you have to do is go see her. She's the most negative and lost person in the world. Now, apparently, nobody knows her. You remember Cedric?
Gross? Oh, yes, the man that had
a
great big wine bottle.
Yeah, you remember Cedric,
Max. Yes, I remember Cedric,
sure. You remember Cedric, Gross?
Hey, he was
Bob's theosophical friend, the priest. You remember
him. Priest.
No, he is a priest, the theosophical.
Oh, I thought he was quite pseudo.
And he came over with Max?
Mac has a wonderful new project, which I think is terrific. He's going down to warmer, of course. And he'll drop me off at Betty Savage's, where I can simply happily go and drink and have a good time. But Mac is going down to paint the refinery. You see, he loves clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And clouds come out, and keep on reforming themselves.
You mean the black dog?
No, it isn't black dog. It's some...
Poor Daddy.
Hey, that thing is going... You forgot
right
to turn
there,
that on.
It's right there where they call it...
Oh, yeah, he's got to tell him. He must have been there. He just
you've got to go to Carver, Dad.
car.
I think we're talking about it a number of years ago. I think you've been there. You just doesn't.
You put some gas in my car, Dad, and we'll go down.
The street. You see, I mean, no matter where Margo take you, I mean, he wanted to take me on the waterfront. He insisted, Jacques Cote or something like that.
Cote.
Well,
God, I've seen it three times.
Oh, sure. But, Mother, if you put gas in my car, if you'll pay for the ticket,
no,
I'll take you.
No, I said if you'd pay for my ticket, I didn't charge you for the gas. I said,
oh, you weren't. Thankfully, you were slipping.
Well, I've seen it three times, dear.
Well,
you're always
didn't have to see again. You didn't have to go again.
Well, no, but I wanted you to see it. You're always squawking. You never get out of the house.
It's very true. I never do get out.
Well, what's the matter? Is Jacques Cote not good enough for you?
Jacques Cote,
Mr. Hulot.
Oh.
He's the greatest comedian.
The French boy.
He's the greatest pantomimist you've ever seen.
Well, it's true.
I agree with her.
above the stupidity of that you show.
Well, listen, Mark. As I told you last night,
and it's a damn good thing we've had
people. When you're as goddamn cultured as I am, we can just ignore everything. And I mean it.
You can ignore living, too, dear.
And I've done it the best of my ability.
That's for sure.
But unfortunately.
But there's one thing you can ignore, and you won't be able to ignore, and that's the greatness and the importantness of people behind the scenes, of the people who are pushing for the things that aren't overwhelmingly popular. You learn that.
Definitely, I don't believe that anyone is of any importance, of any kind.
No one is important.
That's what I believe.
Not even you.
You're not.
Not
even me.
That's evident.
I mean it. And I believe it.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Know what I'm talking about.
Well, if Granny and Baba were important, you ask some of the people who know about them. These people, Mr. Stout. Yeah, you believe him.
And so since when have I believed in Mr. Stout?
Well, you better start.
The point is that history has to be written despite
how
people.
How would you know anything about your Sumerians if they hadn't written stone in stone about what
that's
they
history.
Did?
That's
anything
that's
that has happened before 1,000 years B.C. is of no importance.
But you,
and I mean it.
You've studied nothing about it.
I studied plenty.
All right.
Previous.
Why?
1,000 B.C.
Well, why?
Before, I mean, since 1,000 B.C.
Look,
aren't
you glad they saved those things?
Oh, not especially. I'd have to go and dig them up myself.
Why?
They have to be there.
They have to be there before you can
dig
them up.
Well, can I go and do it?
Well, sure. Aren't you glad they saved them then?
But who are
they
talking
to?
I don't give a goddamn what anyone else did.
Why do you read about it then?
Because I'm interested in 1,000.
Well, then you evidently care about something. You evidently care about something in history.
Not according to what you're interested in.
Well, there are many, many, many people who care about what Granny and Baba did.
Yeah, but I don't.
Who are you? You just said you're not important.
Okay. And I don't think they were important.
Well, I do, and many more people do, and it's a damn good thing that there were some people out there.
Well, I don't give a hoot, but I will do the best I can, to the best of my ability.
Well, what do you give a
hoot?
What do you care about?
I am interested in art and ethnology and...
Ethnology, dear. You're interested
in
ethnology.
Yeah, what do you know about ethnology?
How would they have ethnology if it wasn't for a written history?
If you don't have a written history, you go out and figure it out, which I have been doing in Egyptian hieroglyphics.
But they wrote it down, dear.
They had to write it down.
But I've been writing it down.
Sure. Well, so that's what we all do, write it down.
The
history of Pappy that he's talking about is history also. I mean, you got to write down all the history.
Well, let's get this straight. Right now and now. And I mean it. I want to do anything I can to help, and I'll be delighted to do it. But that doesn't mean that I think they're great people, because I don't think they were great people, either one of them.
Have to think they're great people? Have to think that history has to be recorded, that's all.
All right, I'll help to record history, but that doesn't mean that, there's an awful lot of crappy things in history.
Sure.
I do not